Thought Bubble Audio.
Look, up in the sky!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Name the dog in the ant.
Life finds a way.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one. Because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, and welcome to Beer with Geeks, where two geeks geek out with beer. I'm Tim, and with me, as always, is my intrepid reporter friend, Frank. How are you today?
Howdy. How you doing? That's how reporters talk.
I don't think that is at all how reporters
that's how
talk.
Cowboy
reporters.
Yeah.
That's not as fun as like a space cowboy.
No, it's
or even
not.
A regular cowboy.
Oh yeah.
It's like, what do you do?
I ride on a steel horse.
You ride on a steel horse.
Mm-hmm.
A car.
He's a cowboy. He's a cowboy and he's wanted.
Don't
dead or alive.
You ride on a steel horse.
He rides on a steel. Yeah. Like Bon Jovi said.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going with that. Anyway, okay. How are you?
I'm great. I'm great. How have you been? Have you been in? Did anything fun happen this past weekend?
This past weekend?
Well,
yeah. This past weekend was Tim stays at home on the computer all weekend to check San Diego Comic-Con news.
Oh, I knew. That's why you were so available to text.
I was very available to text this weekend.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Yeah. That's funny, because this weekend was Frank stands in a corner while he's at somebody's house when he's supposed to be being social, but instead he's on his phone looking at San Diego Comic-Con news.
Oh,
isn't that weird?
That's so weird.
Those are the same weekend every year.
Every year. Oh. It's every year. We're just like, oh, I'm just not going to pay attention to any people for just a couple days.
So
you know,
weird.
I'll see you Sunday because nothing important happens on Sunday.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. From Wednesday to Sunday. Just bye.
Bye. Yeah goodbye. Wow. I'm really just Friday and Saturday because that's really when
the
news starts.
Stuff
yeah. So I'll do stuff.
Oh, I'm on there from preview night.
Oh, yeah.
Wednesday. I hunker down.
Yeah. They're walking around the floor. It's a toy. It's a picture of a toy in a glass case.
Somebody tweeted a button that has a DC logo on it.
Yeah.
I got to see this.
I'm excited. I'm excited for what you're drinking, even though I'm not drinking the same thing.
Oh, well, I'm drinking the good old reliable trusty Harpoon IPA. Never leave home without it, except do leave home without it because there are open container laws in Massachusetts, and that would just be a bad.
And we've very far past the decade where you can drink at work.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you? What are you drinking?
I'm drinking an Allagash White, which comes in a brown bottle.
It does.
It's not a white liquid.
Aww.
So
womp.
It's slightly disconcerting, but it's good.
That's okay.
It's really good. So let's talk some Comic-Con news.
Okay.
Even though we're not really a news show, but you know what?
But once a year,
care.
We make an exception.
We make an exception for Comic-Con.
We make an exception for Comic-Con. It's worth it because there's just so much to talk about. And even in this next half hour or so, we're just not going to be able to cover it all. But
we're
maybe
gonna fly
quickly.
Through some, so we're going to fly through some stuff.
Let's fly through it. So
let's fly through the smaller things first that I don't think we're going to need to talk about a lot.
Yeah.
Like everyone's favorite trailer, Kong Skull Island. Let's talk about it.
Oh, yeah. So after the last King Kong movie.
The Peter Jackson one?
Yeah.
You didn't like it?
I didn't love it. It was fine.
I
liked
that movie.
But I didn't love it. But I've always been a fan. I always loved the original movie.
Yeah.
As a kid. So like I was just sort of been like interested in the franchise.
Mm-hmm.
It looks fine. It looks good.
I think it
looks good. I'm holding my cards close to the chest this time, but it looks good.
I really like King Kong. I really like King Kong up until they take him away from the island. I think, even though it's supposed to be the penultimate, he's in the city and he's loose and it's terrible.
Right.
Run away.
Yeah, that's like the...
Read about it in the papers.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Extra, extra.
Right. I really like the forgotten island that nobody knows is there. Prehistoric. Like, I love that stuff. It's so cool. Like, that pulpy nonsense that, definitely is never real and it's unscientific in every way possible.
Right, but still.
It's fun. It's really fun. And so I'm looking forward to a whole movie of that. And they've American Godzilla'd him where he is very ginormous. Nowhere near as big as Godzilla because allegedly this is all building to a King Kong versus Godzilla movie.
Fingers crossed.
But that Godzilla in that Gareth Edwards movie is ginormous.
And
so there's no way that King Kong is going to win.
Shared universe.
There's already a Godzilla versus King Kong movie.
No, I know.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
It's good.
Oh, yeah.
It's not. But no, it's it not. Is when you're
defense
four.
This version, you see.
Yeah. Mm. Is there another? Is there more than one there's King Kong versus Godzilla movies?
There's two endings.
What?
There's an American ending and a Japanese ending.
One where King Kong wins and one where Godzilla wins.
Correct.
That's awesome.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yes, alternate endings.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. It's just like Clue.
I've only ever seen the American ending, but...
I think I can imagine how the other one goes.
Probably the same with a different outcome.
Yeah. Yay.
Yay. Yeah.
All right. Everyone's next favorite trailer. King Arthur, Legend of the Sword.
Did not see it.
I know, because you hate swords and magic, and that's what all this was. I know. Do you like Guy Ritchie?
His last name is Ritchie. Yeah, Ritchie Rich. He's fine. Yeah. He's
okay. Yeah. Do you like the Sherlock Holmes movies?
Yeah, they're fine.
Okay.
I know you love them.
I love the first one. The second one is good, but not great.
No, they're not my... Hashtag not my Holmes.
Got it. He's my Holmes. H.H. Holmes. No, it's not H.H. Holmes. I watched it. It was good. It's very Guy Ritchie in the trailer, where he's been accused of being not really Guy Ritchie over the past couple of years, and so they really amped up the Guy Ritchiness of
the
it.
Richitude.
Yeah. That looks fine. I mean, it looks like a new take. It sounds kind of dumb on the outset, where King Arthur is not a king, because of Sword and Stone and all that stuff.
Right.
And he's living in Londinium, and like, what is that? Nonsense. Yeah. And so,
a bit silly.
But it's got Jude Law in it, and I love Jude Law. I love a good Jude Law, and he, plays his mad, crazy, magical uncle. So I know you won't see it, but I'll see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of magic, let's talk another trailer, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Where do you find them?
In a suitcase in 1920s New York.
And does Eddie Redmayne find them?
I would imagine he does, yes. And then he writes about them on his steel horse or whatever. I want to cough for a second, so if you could just talk. I have a summer cold.
That's summer cold.
Yeah. Whenever I have summer cold or somebody does, I always think of that scene from the Roland Emmerich Godzilla. Do you remember that movie?
Yeah.
So Matthew Broderick is brought to the main camp before, to see the giant footprint. And he, sticks out his hand to meet a guy, and the guy sneezes into his own hand, and then he sticks it out. He's like, oh, I'm sorry, summer cold. And that scene has stuck with me. It's really the only scene in that movie that has stuck with me. But for whatever reason, it's just there, always at the surface.
Yeah, I was going to cut out this whole cough thing, but now this became interesting.
So yeah, right now, I didn't think you were going to cut
it out. Sorry, guys.
That's fine. I turned away from the microphone.
It's fine.
It's fine. Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. The trailer is... The last trailer in this one, I'm a big Harry Potter fan. I know you're not a huge one.
No,
you're
but, like, I, it's but fine. I watched the trailer.
It's fine.
It looks okay.
It looks okay.
I saw the teaser that came out a while ago.
It looked okay.
And then I saw this, and
they all look okay.
Yeah.
But I guess J.K. Rowling has said to everyone, do not reveal the plot of this movie.
Okay.
And she's, she's super rich and powerful, and she could definitely have you killed, so she could do that.
She can do that, yeah.
So, and I guess they are doing that, because, we have the basic outline,
right.
The monsters escape, or the creatures escape, whatever, but there's really, you don't know anything else. And maybe that's it, and she hopes that, it's Harry Potter, the world of Harry Potter, and she wrote it, and so, she co-wrote it, so maybe there's, enough.
Yeah.
No, she did not, she co-wrote the play, she did not, she co-wrote the play with the guy who's playing Harry.
Got
Cursed
it.
Child.
Okay.
But the movie is all hers.
Got it. Okay.
Okay. I'm good.
You're on board.
Yeah. Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. It's a thing.
Yep.
We also got some sweet Netflix trailers for Marvel.
We did. Yeah. Luke Cage.
We got some Luke Cage, which we've already seen in action before.
Yeah.
So it didn't really do anything for me. It was kind of it was a quick snippet anyway.
Yeah. I'm more interested in seeing the show than I am in look at these action sequences, boom,
right,
boom,
yeah,
boom.
Right, because I'll just watch them. I'm going to watch the show, so what does it matter?
Right.
Yeah.
And the show is more interesting to me because, the character development is as interesting, if not more, than the action scenes.
And sometimes for movies like this, trailers are how do they design their costume, and who's the bad guy, and, all that stuff.
But it's Luke Cage,
it's Luke Cage. He's in a t-shirt.
Right. I'm like,
sometimes
oh, wow.
Sometimes he's in a suit.
Nice Henley. Yeah. You know, that's it.
Sometimes he wears a tiara. Whatever. And so, so that was fine.
Yeah.
We got an Iron Fist trailer.
Yes.
Which was a little more interesting to me because it's the first footage of Iron Fist that we've seen.
That's new.
Totally.
That's something totally new.
He's Knight of the Flowers, Loris Terrell over there. right. You're not a Game of Thrones guy, but
nope.
People are.
But people are.
Know.
And they will understand it more than I will. Yeah. So that, I agree that that was more interesting to me than Luke Cage. Just because it was something new.
It's cool. Yeah. Like Falcon punched his way out
Falcon
of a building.
Falcon punch.
Yeah. It's right? good. Yeah. 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 Okay. Yeah.
That's the right franchise, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah. Falcon punch. Yeah. Right.
I always
yeah.
play him in, all the video games.
Yeah.
So, all the yeah. video games. Yeah. Yeah. So Smash Brothers.
Yeah. It looks good. I mean, it's Luke Cage coming out in September, and then it's Iron Fist, and then it's Defenders, which we also got a little teaser for.
Yes.
Which was just, you know, a bunch of letters and stick going.
Yeah, it was.
You think you four can save New York? You can't even save yourselves, or
it was
whatever
one of those.
With, yeah.
With the murder magazine cutout letters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but it's like the, but the, like the D, you know, like the cut, like the Luke
Daredevil.
Is the Luke Cage E, and the D is Daredevil.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah. I mean, it's, I'm really excited these shows are happening, that they're happening in the same universe as the films, and that Netflix has them, and that we'll be able to binge watch them the day they come out.
Oh, yeah, okay. Like we do.
Like we do.
Yeah. Set aside that day.
It's something that never gets old. It's just always exciting. Like, cool. There's a whole new 12 hours of comic book show for me to watch
today. Right.
Well,
they're 3 for 3.
Right.
You know, like, they've all been good.
They've been
good. Say what you will about, some people don't like Daredevil second season as much. Kind of meanders a little bit. Maybe it's a little 13
yeah.
episodes too long. Whatever. It doesn't matter. It's still
it's
good.
It's 13 episodes too long?
It's a couple of episodes
oh.
too long.
I was like, wow, that's really harsh.
That's harsh.
That is harsh, man. No, I thought the A-plot was much more interesting in season two.
Than
season one. But the Punisher plot didn't really do anything for me because I'm not really a Punisher guy.
I'm not really a Punisher guy either. People loved his Punisher.
I know.
And I kind of back and he was very good.
Yeah.
But it still doesn't excite me about the character really,
yeah,
in any
yeah,
way.
Yeah. But it's just that's I'm not excited about the character.
It's just say it's something that it's not him. I come with a pre-bias.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's fine. But I'll definitely watch your show when it comes out.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I will. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What else did Marvel announce? They announced Ghost Rider on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yes. Which I will probably not be picking up Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. again just for Ghost Rider, to be honest.
It's also the Ghost Rider nobody reads. Right. Like, you know, it's the newest one.
Yeah.
It's something Reese.
Which makes sense that they would do it that way, because that's how they've, more or less, it's how they've been doing the cinematic universe, right, is sort of like the most recent versions of...
Jeff Loeb did an interview, and he said, like, we chose this Ghost Rider because this one is about family, and that's what Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is really about,
so it ties
it together. And I said, that makes sense.
That makes sense.
That's fine, but people still don't really care about this Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
Maybe they will now that he's on television.
Maybe. And
people didn't really care about a lot of characters until they were on TV and in movies.
That's very true. That's very true. I mean, no one cared about Tony Stark till he was in movies.
Right, so, exactly. Like, or really almost all of those characters. Really.
Really, you're right. Because, they picked the characters that they could put on the screen.
Right.
That they had rights to, that they hadn't already given away.
Right.
So, yeah, it's a good point.
Yeah, I know.
It's a whole lot of Marvel, though.
Besides that, Brie Larson was cast as Captain Marvel.
Yes. Did you see she posted, posted a picture. There was, of course, the picture of her
with the little hat.
With the hat,
yes.
Of course. But then she posted the same picture again, and with, like, the meme font, the meme font.
Oh, yeah.
And a picture of that picture next to a picture of Captain America. And she said, look at me. I am the captain now. And she tweeted it at Chris Evans.
That's awesome.
I am the captain now.
That's awesome. She is.
She's super pumped to be playing this role. And I'm really happy that it was confirmed. And that she is so excited about it.
Yes.
Like, I love that they picked somebody so excited to be playing this role. And again, like, picking the more recent version of that character, right?
Yeah.
Going with the Carol Danvers version of the character
instead of the Marvel version of the character. Yeah, that's fine. I like that character just fine. Mm-hmm. Brie Larson's a good actress. It's all...
Oscar winner, Brie Larson.
Always mean they're the best actress.
But she's on the upswing right now.
Yes, that is very
true.
She
is in the prime
of her
career.
She's in Kong Skull Island coming out.
That's
a movie
right.
that we're both very excited about. Than you, but yes. Yeah.
I don't know if you're more excited about it, but I'm more cautiously optimistic about it. Yeah.
Yeah. They also announced sweet cast members for Black Panther.
Yes.
You know, we already know Chadwick Boseman and Lupita Nyong'o.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got Danai Gurira, I'm going to say her name is. Yes, who plays Michonne on Walking Dead.
Right.
And we also got Michael B. Jordan, which was confirmed for the villain
so
Eric Killmonger.
So good.
Yeah, it's very so good. Yeah, great cast, very good stuff.
So exciting. No,
Lupita Nyong'o just did a little interview, and she said, I don't know if I can say this, but Killmonger, two villains team up, and Black Panther has to get help from the CIA, and everyone was like, that's probably too much information that Marvel didn't want you to tell everybody.
Yeah, you went too far.
But that probably means that Everett Ross is coming back. Probably means that Martin Freeman is coming back from Civil War into Black Panther.
Exciting. Yep. Exciting stuff.
Probably means that Andy Serkis as Ulysses Klaue is coming back.
I guess so,
I would assume that would be the second villain because he is the Black Panther villain, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really. One of the biggest one. And so he is the Lex Luthor to Black Panther.
That's right. Yeah. The main baddie.
Yeah. We got some huge Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 reveals.
Yeah. This is one of those. I mean, like, maybe. Yeah, I guess it's not spoilery. Kurt Russell, who is like one of my like man crush favorite actors.
Kurt Russell, really?
Yes, I really like Kurt Russell.
Know this about you?
I don't know why. I really like Kurt Russell.
I know why. He's Kurt Russell.
Well, yeah, I guess that's why.
You know, you don't have to explain the man crush on All Kurt right. Russell.
Thank you for understanding me and accepting me for who I am.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
of course. Weirdo.
But yeah.
Everyone didn't hear that. I said weirdo.
I think we all heard a lot of years. Thanks. I think everyone in Hall H heard that.
Yeah. It's just that one guy still cleaning it. The place is huge.
Stop leaving popcorn and gum. This isn't a movie theater. Where do you even get tomatoes? It's Comic-Con. They don't sell health food here.
Anyway, so yeah, Kurt Russell is playing Ego the Living Planet, who is also Star-Lord's father.
Hey-o.
I guess it's... It must not be a mystery in the film that they just came out and said it at Comic-Con.
Because they just came out and said it.
Right.
So, yeah, I agree. It must be something that is not... It's not the big reveal of the movie, right?
Right.
So, right. I think that's...
A lot of people are asking, how can a planet sire a child? And to that, I say...
When a planet and a woman love each other very much...
They still are not anatomically fit for one another.
And then Peter Quill happens.
And then Peter Quill happens, who is not anatomically correct for anybody.
Well, but midichlorians.
No. Oh, I see.
Because now Marvel and Disney and Star Wars.
Blue alien avatars.
Right.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He probably can just create a little body for himself because he's a planet. He can do whatever he wants, can't
That's
he?
That's how that works, yeah.
Yeah.
Just Why ask not? Oa.
Right.
Yeah.
Oa cannot create a body for Oa's self. So what, boy or girl?
Different universe. It's a boy. It's a planet.
Yeah, but I think it's gender specific though.
Oh.
And Oa isn't the living planet, you monster.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. You monster.
I am a monster.
What is the real planet?
I'm confused now after the new 52 and everything. They moved it around.
Do you want me to give you some guesses?
No, I don't want to talk about it. I'm too embarrassed. Let's move on to something else. Let's move on to there are more big Marvel news before we plunge into other areas. I feel like that's the big Marvel news, right?
Yes. I don't remember anything else. They announced some comic stuff, but comic stuff is really saved for New York Comic Con now, which is more to my liking.
Mm-hmm. It feels appropriate.
Yeah. I think that's. I mean, because we don't really do toy stuff here.
Nah, not really. Was there anything in particular you wanted to cover toy-wise?
No, not particularly. I think that's pretty much it. Karen Gillan gets to keep all her hair, you know?
That's right. Guardians. Yeah.
Yeah. I think
that's it.
Yeah. I mean, there's some Guardian-specific stuff. Oh, Spider-Man.
Oh, duh.
There was some Spider-Man Homecoming stuff. There was some footage shown for Guardians, which didn't get released online because it's not done, which is fine. Because we know what Guardians looks like. You know what I mean? I like footage to get released when it's something I haven't seen before on the big screen.
Yes.
If it's something that's going to be a rehash, but you know what I mean?
Something I've seen already.
Yeah. Excuse me. I can wait.
It's like save the big stuff, the exclusive stuff for Comic-Con. Like,
right. Yeah.
Spider-Man.
Yondu. That's his name. Yondu is joining the Guardians. He's got his little fin now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. But anyway, and Mogo is the living planet, by the way. I was hoping that it would be in the back of your brain now.
It was back
not.
There.
Back in the planet of Mogo.
I have shamed myself.
You have. Spider-Man Homecoming also showed some footage. it had a John Hughes-y vibe. Apparently.
It very much did.
Yeah, according to reports, which is fun and everything, said. Which is fine. And I've seen John Watts' film Cop Car, I think that's what it's called. Cop Car? Yeah, which is really good. It's got that kind of, you know, hometown Stand By Me vibe
to it.
So
I'm, I can, from the actors, and this is based purely on the actors that we saw in Civil War, I can see them fitting into a John Hughes-y vibe. I could see
Marissa Tomei and Tom Holland.
And Tom Holland kind of fitting with that kind of a vibe.
Yeah,
like the
I
could see that working. So
yeah,
that sounds fun.
For sure.
Like
yeah.
I'm excited for that. Speaking of 80s movies, like John Hughes and just 80s movies,
yeah.
Like there was a big 80s theme, like the
Yeah, they changed the logos.
They changed the logos for, like, Thor Ragnarok is now this, like...
It's like a metal band from the 80s.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know if I it looked like it.
Like a Transformers or G.I. Joe logo from, like, Saturday morning cartoons.
I don't know if I like it.
Well, I wonder what that says about if the tone of the movie is not as dark as the original logo first made it look.
They have said that the tone of the movie is considerably lighter than the previous two.
Yeah, which is...
Fine.
It's definitely easier. It's easy to get lighter than the second Thor.
Yes, for sure. The first one's pretty light.
Yeah,
but not at the same time. But it is.
But overall,
but it is.
Got it. Stuff on Earth is pretty
dark. We're not calling it a dark.
I would not call it a dark film. I guess that speaks to that. I wonder if that's also maybe a reaction to how dark all the DC stuff has.
That's possible. But Marvel's always been pretty lighthearted.
No, it's absolutely true. It's definitely true, but I wonder if they're like just embracing the lightness more than usual. Here.
Maybe. I do think it's weird that they're doing a movie about, you know, like the end of the Asgardians in Ragnarok, you know, famously their apocalypse. And it's like, oh, it's got a light, fun tone.
Right.
It's just about the death of all these people.
I wonder how they're going to pull it off.
Yeah, it's interesting. We did see some Hulk gladiatorial armor, which was on the floor, which I thought was weird because Hulk's all CG. So why'd you make a real helmet? I guess it's to show people.
Yeah.
Just to show.
Probably for show.
Yeah. Here you go. But it looks good. Looks good. You know, just, you know, Hulk fighting Sutar or whatever. That'll be fun. You're not a big Thor guy, are you?
Not a huge Thor guy, but I've enjoyed the movies. I really loved the first movie.
Oh, okay.
The second one was didn't quite do it for me the same way, but I still enjoyed.
Sorry, didn't do it for anybody.
But but the first one, really, I watched that a bunch of times after it came out.
I like that one.
Yeah.
They changed the Guardians logo to, it's also a Guardians logo in 80s, which fits their tone.
Yeah, you like expect that from Guardians.
Yeah, I agree.
So that...
It's still fun.
You got your Guardians and your Asgardians, and they both changed the logos.
The logos, that's funny. The logos look like it reminded me of like going into Blockbuster when you're a kid and like looking at a VHS copy, and it's like, you know, like Blade Runner, and it's got like big block letters that kind of like lined out or whatever. That's kind of what this felt like to me. But you know what? That's who's in charge of the world right now.
That's
that
it.
Generation.
That's so right. That's exactly
that's,
right.
That's why it looks like that.
That's why they're making a John Hughes Spider-Man.
Right. Exactly. But speaking of Spider, go back to that. He was Vulture's confirmed for the bad guy, and they released some concept art.
Right.
Looks, I think it's really cool. Those wings are huge, which I like. Yeah. But I was listening to another podcast, and they made a good point. Like, in a world where Falcon exists with his tiny wings.
Podcasts?
Yep. I'm not going to tell you which one they are. No, what? Just kidding. I will later. But you know, he's got those giant fans. He's got the claw. I think he looks really cool, and I love it. But like, why are your wings that big when Falcon has when the military has those wings?
Because
Falcon was military.
Right.
So I hope they do more than just fly around. But I'm sure they've thought about this because Marvel knows what's up.
Right, and it's just concept art too.
And it's just concept art. That's also true. Yeah. They do change things, but I like it. I like the look a lot. He's got his nice little fur collar. You know.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It's this movie has some potential. I'm excited, having seen, you know, sort of a backdoor pilot in Civil War. I'm like, they at least cast them well. So we'll see how this goes.
Yeah, I agree. Marvel also changed their whole movie logo, their movie studio's logo.
The logo and the little intro
intro theme, this new
Michael Giacchino wrote music for them.
Michael Giacchino, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's long. I don't actually know if I really. The music's fine. I don't know if I really like the new intro because it shows all of the live action actors.
Yeah.
And that's going to look dated pretty quickly.
Well,
like, as soon as you swap somebody out. Yeah, but it's just like unnecessary work. You know what I mean?
I also think like that thing was like a minute long or 30 seconds long. Like, that's not going
to
show before a movie.
Yeah.
There's going to be like a 3-second version of it. Like, just like right now, the Marvel logo like flashes basically, and you see like a couple of heroes punch each other or whatever, and then like it'll be that long. It'll probably be like 3 seconds long.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. Sometimes, although I guess that's true because depending on the film, like J.J. Abrams' Company Bad Robot intro is pretty long, and then but for other times it just says Bad Robot. It doesn't do the whole intro.
It depends on the movie. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. We'll see.
It'll change. But yeah. Okay. Doctor Strange.
Oh yeah, Doctor Strange had a new trailer.
Yeah, not a ton of new footage. Some new footage,
which is fine. I don't need to. I think they're at this point. They're like, you're gonna go see it anyway. Yeah, why, we don't have to sell this to you,
right?
It's got Benedict Cumberbatch in it. You're gonna go see it. Exactly. So, but it looks cool. The effects look great when you're putting on his little cape, and you know, there's a little Wi-Fi password, and you know, and all that. That's
so funny, actually. We're not savages.
Savages. Yeah. I like that. We got some Wong action. Yeah, by Benedict Wong. Yeah, must have been really nice for him on set, just being called Wong, and he's like, hey, it's just my last name. It's nice.
I know, it's funny.
Benedict Wong is a good actor, and I realized this a few days ago when I was watching The Martian, and I forgot he was in that.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, hey. You're Wong. Hey. And you're Wong. Yeah, so that's fine. I'm looking forward to all of that.
And that's just the Marvel news, kids.
That's just Marvel news, which arguably I don't think it was good news.
But it wasn't the most exciting.
It's not the most exciting news of the weekend.
Right.
The most exciting news of the weekend was they released an episode and a little sizzle reel of Justice League Action.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was I thought that actually was pretty exciting.
It looked pretty good.
Yeah, I thought it looked pretty good.
I was not super excited about the show, but seeing them in action and moving, and the show, it looks fun.
It looks fun. It looks fun.
It looks fun, but it doesn't look super child. It's not like Brave and the Bold. Where it's like, if you're not, I've said this before, but if you're not with the fact that Batman pulls a laser sword out of his belt in 2 seconds, or like in the first 2 minutes of that show,
right,
then it's not for you. But
that show like, it makes fun of itself. It's, you know, it's to take itself seriously. But this looks like it's going to be a good balance of like, of fun, but still, you know, comic book stakes.
Yeah.
You know?
But I mean, I like some of the designs for some, like
Wonder Woman,
Wonder Woman's hair is fierce.
Yes, I like that.
Yeah, I like her hair. Brainiac's big head is cool. He looks like the leader.
Yeah.
You know, Lobo's back to his big 80s biker self. That's right. Looks like there's in a gold suit. So we see Swamp Thing.
Mm-hmm. It's magically. Bruce Timm inspired, but not Bruce Timm.
Yes.
Slavishly Bruce Timm.
Yes, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
I think Batman looks kind of weird, like he's missing a color, like, you know, like he's a little too, like the show looks pretty colorful, and he looks decidedly not colorful.
That's true, like he could use some yellow on the bat or something.
Something like that, yeah. But besides that, it's good. Mr. Freeze is back to his old BTAS self look. Yeah, it looks really, I was not excited for this until this, but I mean, I don't really watch the children's shows when they release, you know, they release three animated adult films a year, you know, at least PG-13 films, then it's almost hard to rationalize watching a show meant for 8-year-olds because there's so much other material that's meant for me.
It's meant for us, right? Yeah. Right. Yeah, but this looks legitimately fun. It looks like the kind of thing that I might want to make room for to watch, like maybe even just like to binge, like let a few episodes build up and then binge. Like I do with Star Wars Rebels. Like it's not something that I keep up with.
Right. Well, we missed Star Wars Celebration, but we could talk about that for a second too. They didn't really announce tons of new information. I mean,
there was the new trailer there was a trailer we didn't get to see.
There was a 90-second leaked thing, trailer and all that stuff. But if we're talking about Rebels, Grand Admiral Thrawn is making his presence known as the big bad of season 3. That got me back on board to watch season 3 because Admiral Thrawn is a pretty cool villain.
Yeah. Had you been watching season 1 or 2?
I watched 1 and I was like, it's fine. It's for kids. It's not really for me.
Yeah.
I heard 2 is better. I watched the first episode of 2 with Darth Vader.
I started season 2. I got a couple episodes in and I fell behind. But like I said, I catch up and binge every so often. So.
I will catch up and binge with Grand Admiral Thrawn coming and with Darth Maul on it, and like that's I'll catch up for that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it looks fun. But Justice League Action looks really fun too, and I'm excited for that. It was kind of a dark horse for me. I wasn't really expecting it, and it looks like a hell of a lot of fun. So
yeah,
I'll be checking it out. Speaking of Justice League, though,
well, actually, Frank, we're actually at our time limit.
Oh no!
And so what would you? Maybe we could talk. Oh no!
It's like we'll have to come back.
We'll have to come back. So maybe we should do a splitsies half episode. We could do a half Star Trek Beyond, half DC news from Comic-Con.
Next
week we could do that.
All right. Let's see where our hearts take us.
Yeah.
Okay.
my heart, at least I think, will go on okay. and on and on.
All right.
You know?
Yeah. Do, 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 right, well, my heart will go on to the internet. No, you're done. That's it, Celine. My heart will go on to the internet, and it will find us on beerwithgeeks.com and at beerwithgeeks on Twitter and on Facebook and Gmail. And it will listen to us and rate us and leave us reviews on iTunes and on Satchel and on Stitcher. And it'll like us on Overcast and all those other apps where you can find us. So it'll be doing all of that. That's what my heart will be doing. I think we should hold it here, and we'll come back next week, and we'll talk some DC stuff. We covered most of the Marvel stuff, but does your heart want to say anything?
My heart wants to say that I love you.
Oh.
And that's love San Diego Comic-Con just as much as I love you.
Oh, that's weird.
You don't know the amount of love that I have for SDCC.
Apparently
or
I don't.
Or for you, maybe. But I'll tell you about it next episode.
All right,
so
sounds good.
Until then,
right.
cheers.